Listening Library presents Buster's Dino Dilemma by Mark Brown. Read for you by Mark Lynn Baker.
Buster's Dino Dilemma by Mark Brown. Chapter Book 7. Chapter 1. "We're here!" Buster shouted. The rest of Mr. Ratburn's third-grade class cheered. They were riding in a school bus entering Rainbow Rock State Park. The class had come there for a field trip. The park was a great place to hunt for fossils of ancient animals, including dinosaurs. As the bus pulled to a stop, Mr. Ratburn stood up. "After we exit the bus," he said, "please line up outside in an orderly fashion." The kids piled out quickly. The word orderly did not seem to be on anyone's mind. Binky leapt out onto the pavement. He clawed at the air. "T-Rex! Grrr!" Francine lowered her head at him and stamped her foot. "Triceratops! Rawr!" Buster and Arthur stepped around these fierce beasts. "I can't believe we're here," said Buster.
"I can't believe you keep saying that," said Arthur.
"Well, I'm excited. I've been counting the hours, the minutes, the seconds. I can't wait to get started."
Buster had become very interested in dinosaurs lately. He had read stacks of books from the library and had watched every dinosaur movie from the video store. And today, he had come specially prepared. Unlike the others, who were wearing their regular clothes, he had dressed very carefully.
"Isn't that hat hot?" Arthur asked.